Hello, welcome to High Tide Bar and Resort. I'll be your server this evening. Oh, it's you. Sorry, hun. I saw you from the back. You'd think I'd recognize you on sight by now, especially at your regular table. Anyway, what can I get you, cutie? Oh, I'm sorry. It's a bit late for your regular order. The lunch menu's closed. I kinda expected to see you earlier. I figured this close to closing, I must have missed you today. Of course I've noticed you. I don't know what you've been told, but being polite and respectful, especially nowadays, that's way more noticeable than if you were going around banging a steel drum. And if you're a good tipper, too. Let's just say, you're lucky I don't chain you to the table so I don't have to serve anyone else. Don't get me wrong, I like my job. I like the people. Everyone's always excited and happy when they're on vacation. They stop here to shake off the sand, have a drink, and talk about, windsurfing. Or whatever excursion they just paid for. But that vacation energy, it kind of wears on you after a while. I like a little quiet. You're kind of quiet, if I'm being honest. I'm sorry, just listen to me ramble. Did you want your regular meal? Don't worry about it being too late to order. I'll just tell the cook it's for me. So, you usually go for a BLT and a Coke and a few seconds of staring at your favorite waitress? What, you think I didn't notice? Oh, hon, it's okay. Really, it is. I'm sorry, I'm such a tease. You're so cute. But really, it's okay. Really, really. Promise. Actually, can I let you in on a little secret if we're talking about wandering gazes? Your wandering gaze, to be specific? I kind of sometimes pick out special dresses for the day if I know you're going to be sitting in my section. I mean, I always wear summer dresses, especially since locals get a discount at the beachside boutique. But if I happen to have something light and airy and colorful and perfect for showing off my legs, I might pick that over something a little more conservative, if I know you'll be here. So, what do you think? How did I do today? Do you like the ruffled look? I like the low-cut bodice. Oh, and the sleeves, they're all short and frilly around the shoulders. That way I can carry plates a little bit easier. But you don't seem too concerned about the sleeves, do you? You're more of a leg man, aren't you? Should I do a twirl? That way you can see how light the skirt is. All right, here we go. How's that? I'm not exactly a runway model, but a girl's gotta have some balance doing a job like this. The sandals don't really help that much. No straps in the back. And the anklets get in the way a little. Sometimes I think I should leave them at home, but they're kinda special. You like them? You think I should keep them on too? You know, I might have pegged you wrong. All this time I figured you were admiring my legs, but it isn't my legs exactly, is it? Is it my sandals? No? What about my bright toenail polish? My little piggies are extra cute, aren't they? Oh, it is the anklets. Do you want to know what they mean? Why I don't just leave them at home? Well, it's kind of a long story, and it's a little bit boring. Are you sure you want to hear it? All right, I'll make you a deal. We put your order in to go, and you can walk me back to my place. I'll tell you all about them on the way. I don't live very far, just down the beach. Yes, we'll have to walk on the beach to get there. But if it sweetens the pot for you, I usually walk barefoot. So, what do you think? Great, I'll be right back. I'm just gonna put your order in. How was the BLT? That good? It must be, with how often you order it. Unless, that is, you're just ordering it so you can sit closer to me. Oh, right, my anklets. So I kind of have this tradition, and it's a little bit silly, so promise you're not gonna laugh. Pinky promise? Okay. Whenever I move to a new town, I get something to wear from the old one, specifically around my ankle. You may have noticed, I like having my toes in the sand, right? Well, I kind of have this new agey belief, if you can even call it that. I believe as humans, we need to feel wherever we go. Like, literally feel the ground under our feet. I feel like it connects us, grounds us. I know, it's kind of silly, right? So these are a way to remind myself of where I've been. To remind my feet or my ankle where I've walked. You're not laughing, but you're smiling. Can I take that as a please go on, you crazy beach hippie? Okay, so you wanted specifics, right? Here, let me brush some of the sand off so you can see them. Don't peek at my ass while I'm bent over. Okay. So you see this gold one? The solid hoop? I think they call it a bangle. This one came with me from Nevada. I grew up in a really, really small town, and all the men worked in gold mines. So when I left, I asked my folks for one. Yeah, it's actual gold from the mines. Cool, right? And before you ask, no, I never went barefoot in the mines. But I sure as hell felt the Nevada ground under my feet. And it's just hot. Hot and rocky, which probably played a part in me leaving. The hemp anklet. Actually, that one's not from a beach. It came from a little town in Colorado. And by town, I might actually mean farming community. And by community, I might actually mean cult, sort of. Don't give me that look. I never actually joined. I was just there to try out farming for a little while. They grew so much hemp, and they had the darkest, richest soil I've ever felt under my feet. So from there, it was the Pacific coast. And no, the farmers didn't try to stop me. They were more like a cult light, if you know what I mean. Anyway, when I saw the beaches out here, I knew right away this is where I wanted to settle. My little seashell anklet was from Oceanside, my first beach town. Then I got the silver toe ring anklet combo from here. No, I'm not planning to leave here. The anklet was just really pretty. I couldn't help myself. Besides, I like the beach here better. The sand is just so silky and dreamy. It's like walking on clouds. We made it. That's my place. You can tell since my steps down to the beach are old and rickety. You're not a handyman, are you? Well, even if you're not, you're still welcome to come inside. I'm hearing polite, adorable hesitance, but I'm not hearing a no. You're nervous, and I find that really attractive. So how about this? I'm gonna grab you by the belt, and I'm gonna pull you inside. Once we're inside, I'm unbuckling it. If you'd rather not tonight, you can pull away, and I'll see you tomorrow for lunch. Deal? Come on, just follow the sound of my anklets. and me tugging on your belt. Speaking of which, why is this still on? Hey, is there something wrong? It's okay if it's not hard yet. We'll just fool around a bit first. Oh, you are hard. Well, that's good. That's very nice. No, I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at you or your size. I mean, I kind of am. I'm sorry. I'm more laughing at the situation. I was all like, it's okay if you're not hard yet, which is pretty funny because I was looking right at it. My brain should have registered what I was looking at. It's like seeing a cute little button mushroom in a forest. No, hey, it's okay. I wasn't bullshitting you. Really, it's okay. This just lets me know that intercourse is off the table, for the most part. But you know what? I still want to have fun with you. And I can still see you staring at my ankles and my feet. So it looks like we both enjoy each other's company. And we're both a little bit worked up. So what if we just take a seat on my couch here and release some tension for ourselves? Yeah, you heard me right. We can play with ourselves. Here, you'll see what I mean. You sit and keep those pants off. And I'll sit across from you here with my feet on your lap. There. Comfy? Do you think maybe you could play with yourself a bit? Good. Go slow. Go really slow. Just like that. Show me how you stroke yourself. Nice and slow. Up and down and up and down. Fuck, that's really hot. I may need to rub my clit while I watch you. Is that okay? Okay. Yeah, just like that. Let me rub your thighs with my feet while I rub my pussy. Can you see how wet I am? How wet I am watching you play with your little cock. You may not believe this, but I actually find this very, very hot. Being the focus of your arousal. Seeing the little faces you make while you stroke yourself to me. I have something in the drawer here, by the couch. If I bring it out, I hope you won't feel too intimidated. It's a dildo. I kind of need it to get off. Actually, my little friend here is just about average. In size, I mean. But if we hold it up to you for scale, we can see how small you are. And, oh, babe, it's kind of like the size comparison you see in dinosaur books. Here we see the silicone cockasaurus, and we put it next to you for scale, and, oh, I'm just playing around. Crazy beach hippie, remember? Here. Let me make it up to you by using my toes on the base of your cock. So I can jerk you while you work the head. There. Is that better? I can feel you getting even harder on my toes. And while you twitch and gasp, I'll just use my little silicone friend here. There we go. Oh, fuck. Oh my god, how am I this turned on already? Fuck, I'm so wet. You really seem to like that, don't you? Seeing my eyes roll back as I fuck myself and dig my heels into your thighs. Fuck, that's good. Can I grab your thigh while I do this? Oh, yeah, fuck. Wait, slow down a little bit. Stop jerking. I can feel you twitching under my toes. Do you usually come fast? What's the word? Are you, a premature ejaculator? It's okay if you are. It just means I need to keep you in line until I'm ready, doesn't it? Oh, yeah. Oh, that means I get to really enjoy myself while I make you watch. Oh, God. My body's really shaking. Can you feel that through my feet as I grip you? Can you feel me quaking? Almost ready to come. Fuck, that's so good. Oh, yeah, put your free hand around my ankle. Squeeze it while I fuck myself. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, I think I'm gonna come like this. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, I think I'm gonna come like this. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Look at me while I come. Please look at me. I really like having you watch me like this. Yeah, stroke it for me. Just a little, though. Just a little. You've been watching me at the diner for a while now, haven't you? Do you like seeing your favorite waitress all flushed and sweaty? And so fucking turned on. Do you like seeing my legs quiver? Ready to come for you? Stop stroking. Yeah, that's right. That's right. This time you just get to watch. Just watch. Because I'm about to. Oh my god, I can't hold it back. Oh, fuck, watch me. Watch me, I'm gonna come. Oh, my legs are shaking. Oh my god, I'm coming. Hold my ankles. Oh my god. Holy fuck. Oh.
so sweaty. Did you enjoy that? Watching me? No, you don't get to come. In fact, you don't get to come until we meet again. And when I say you can get off. Do you see that little elastic strap around my ankle? The one holding up the silver chain. Take it off. Don't ask questions, just take it off. Now, I want you to wrap that around the base of your cock. Right behind the balls. Yeah, right there. That's your reminder. That little cock is mine for now. And you're not allowed to come until I take it off for you. Just don't cheat. I'll be very disappointed if you cheat. Good boy.